This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Right. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. If you'd like to call us, we got a call-in line, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen, 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Rich Sheban and his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. His website, offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you for having me, Vince. It's always a pleasure.
Rich, last night you and I were on the phone and we were chatting about Donald Trump, and we each mentioned to each other that we're working on a list of what can we, the villagers in the middle class, do to help Donald Trump accomplish the things that he needs to do very, very quickly and to reverse the tyranny, the oppression that we are seeing here right now from the previous administrations. Rich, you've got some thoughts, right?
I do. I have a lot of thoughts. And what I want to do, Vince, and I want to thank you for giving me the microphone here, is give a little introduction, then go into some of the ideas and solutions for the people, for the middle class, for the deplorables and the irredeemables, as Hillary Clinton calls us. So the first thing, I'm not even going to mention the numbers. I'm just going to go through as much as possible, Vince, and pardon the presentation, folks, but this is an opportunity that doesn't come by once in a lifetime. So some of the things, I'm just going to rattle them off. First of all, executive orders. Obama has done a ton. We need to do the same thing just to get our country back on track, okay? We need to get rid of the neocons, the rhinos. They need to be identified and basically shown for what they are because they have been bought and paid for. Trump made it very clear that it's been for, by, and of the people. Now, that, to me, tells us that Trump wants all of us to participate and govern themselves and control our own destiny. This man didn't do this for ambition, for money. He did it for the people. He put himself and his family on the line and his safety. Okay, we can't let him down. Okay, this man has, no one else could have done this because you needed at least $100 million to even participate in this candidacy. And Hillary Clinton had at least double the amount of money from outside sources, from the George Soroses and even Sharia law countries around the globe. She took money from anybody she could, whether it be through the foundation or legal processes, however she did it. She spent double minimum of what Donald Trump did. So we have to take advantage of this, folks, and think about the little people. Now, we have traded in logic and common sense over the past several years for corruption and political correctness. That needs to be reversed, okay? I think the people realize now that we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. We are not the divided groups of America. We are supposed to be the United States of America. And just look at the riots that's happening now, folks. This is all because of the philosophy and ideology and manufactured perception and manufactured guilt, manufactured pity from the mainstream media. Now, you've heard me, for those of you who have heard me on the radio before or give a talk, I talk about standing for principle. And I'm going to basically go back to my initial message that I talk about in the book, when I talk about it on most radio shows. We need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everyone. And that means the same consequences. In other words, if Hillary and Bill did it and set a precedent, why shouldn't we? Unless the people come together and talk about what I call practice what you preach laws, which I'll talk about in a moment. Also, it doesn't matter who the country is, who the name is, Soros, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Big Bilderberg person. It doesn't matter. Anybody who incites violence or funds violence needs to be arrested by the American military. There's 62 people in the world that has a higher net worth than the bottom 50% of the world. Let me say that again. The richest, wealthiest 62 people in the world have a higher net worth than the bottom 50% of the whole world combined. Now, when you've had all the cars and you've had all the houses and all the real estate and all the girls and all the hotels, all the restaurants and all the money and all the, you know, what do these people do instead of trying to help the little people like Donald Trump is doing? They have an addiction to power, money, and control. And it's up to us to create laws that basically make one person just as powerful as another person. We can't let money or power or any perceived power basically divide the American people. Every deplorable, irredeemable loser, as Hillary calls us, needs to pick up a microphone, or how I call myself. I mention this all the time on the air or in a book. I call myself an average Joe, not an hyphenated American. It's up to us to pick up a microphone and pass it around to the American people, just like a baton in a relay race. Doesn't matter if you write a book, you do radio shows, you give talks, you go on YouTube, you create a blog. Whatever you do and however you do it, we need to do it. We need to use common sense and logic again. We need to bring that back, because that's what made America great. That's what created our heritage, our traditions, and our culture to be successful. Now, I think Trump, and most people do, obviously, because he was elected, has a very positive agenda. And, you know, like the wall and helping veterans and eliminating Obamacare, et cetera. But we need to add ideas and solutions as average Joe people, okay? We need to read. We need to research. And for those of you who say, who has the time? Okay, this is a study that I've talked about on the air many times, and I'm being brief here. But the average American, folks, spends 7 to 8 hours per day on their smartphone or on TV. That doesn't include PC. That's mostly social media. I'll repeat that. The average American spends 7 to 8 hours per day on their smartphone or on TV. We need to reverse that trend dramatically. Now I'm going to go into some specifics on more ideas and solutions here. And Vince, thank you again for letting me have the microphone. I really appreciate it. I think this is such an important time. I'm trying to cover ideas and solutions that President Trump has not discussed yet. Okay? And I think this is what all Americans should do. First of all, we need to have a zero tolerance for political correctness. You've heard me say this on the air before, Vince. Ben Carson came to Northwest Montana. First words out of his mouth was, I hate political correctness, and when you're politically correct, you turn minorities into victims. We can no longer lower the bars of standards and expectations to create these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, accountability, transparency. These words have been hijacked by definition to be used as tools of division. We need synergy. The people are sick and tired of hearing controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theory. You can't just scream words when you have nothing else to say regarding issues and ideas and solutions for the little people. Now, you heard me say the word tolerance twice. I said zero tolerance for political correctness, and I added tolerance as one of the politically correct buzzwords that the people in the left use. Okay. First of all, what do you call them? The left, the progressives, the liberals? They've been hijacked by the globalists. Okay. This is an anti-American agenda, anti-constitution agenda. So when I use those words, I use it in the same context. It should not matter what group you're in. Because when you get shoved into a group, just like Ben Carson says, you're literally insulting the work ethic, the intelligence, and the ability of all these people shoved into these groups, and then you're destroying everything that made America great, because you reward mediocrity for decade after decade after decade. You eliminate ingenuity, productivity, knowledge, everything that made our country what it is, and you're insulting the American people, and then the free world, and the whole Western world by doing this. Next, what we need to do is vote, veto, and pass laws one line and one issue at a time. Okay? You've heard of like the one-line veto years ago, which really never occurred. We need, instead of putting all these meat and potatoes in these bills, we need to do it one line and one issue at a time. And not to be condescending to the American people, but we need to do it so it's understandable to everybody. And there can be discussions about it and not throw all this extra stuff in there, okay? Especially regarding special interest groups and donors and stuff like that. It can't be done anymore. Okay, next, no more fundraising, no more focus groups, no more superdelegates. We need to elect on merit. We need to eliminate the Electoral College and the popular vote by definition as it stands. Look at the country, folks. It's all red. Look at the map of voting. Every county is almost red. Dead people voted. Illegal people voted. Bussing people around. There's 3,200 counties in this country. I'm probably off by 100 or so, but it's around 3,200 counties. My suggestion is if 1,601 counties vote for a certain candidate, that candidate should be the winner. We cannot have the Electoral College and the popular vote by the definition that stands, because what it's doing, it's making California, New York City, and District of Columbia telling everybody else in the country how to live, what to say, what not to say, and how to think. That should be unacceptable. Next, we need, and you've heard me say this, Spence, and your audience has, practice what you preach laws is absolutely mandatory at this point. We can't keep calling someone a hypocrite because it doesn't hold any water. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't fix the problem. All laws should be non-exempt. Now, let me give you some examples. If you are a proponent of Obamacare and you're in Congress and you have, you're voting for special health care plans, that should be a red flag. It should be illegal. And Vince, I'll pick up on this topic when we get back from the break.
Rich Evans with us on Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Shubin's with us, off-grid Montana, off-gridmontana.com. Rich, please continue.
Appreciate the microphone, Vince. Going back to practice what you preach laws, folks, if you're a proponent of Obamacare and you send your kid, or Common Core, excuse me, you send your kid to private schools, that should now be illegal. If you're on the stump and you're talking about living green and ozone layers and you're flying all over the world or the country, especially promoting global warming, that should be illegal. If you're a gun control proponent and you're hiring bodyguards and you're using weapons and you're a movie star and you're using weapons in movies, that should be illegal. Okay, if you're preaching socialism and you're living lavishly, that should be red flagged. If you're living behind a wall, especially with bodyguards or security, and you're a proponent of illegal immigration, and you're making the poor people have a lower quality of life and less safety, that should be illegal. We should also, and pardon me, I just have a lot to say, folks, and I'm just rattling through stuff. We need to replace judges and attorneys with grand juries in every county in America, okay? We're at the point that When I tried to sue, when I was with GlaxoSmithKline, I tried to get a part-time job share while I was suffering from spinal stenosis and nerve damage. I had one attorney tell me I didn't have enough group self-pity points. Now, that's about as degrading and derogatory to every minority as you can possibly get. This is just an expansion of division and that philosophy. We need to start also rewarding heroes. them some type of Citizen Medal of Honor. And I think Julius and Assange from WikiLeaks should be at the top of that list. Some other examples would be James O'Keefe with Project Veritas and Edward Snowden. And I could talk about all every one of these categories that I'm or criteria that I'm discussing in great detail, but I just don't have the time. We need to reward whoever's an anti-globalist New World Order proponent, regarding countries or individuals, we can't reward people who have that philosophy, okay? We need to reward the people who are the anti-globalist New World Order, okay? We need to increase trade and tourism. Now, I'm not a big foreign policy guy. I don't have a lot of knowledge. But if Russia actually was anti-globalist New World Order, we need to increase trade and tourism with them. I mean, they're a world power. I don't want to have war or nuclear war with this country. Brexit is another example. Ecuador, I don't know much about them, but if they were protecting Julian Assange in their embassy in London, we need to reward Ecuador also with trade and tourism as well. We need to have conversations about the Fed, the IMF, NATO, the UN. We need to get our internet back, okay? We need to think about backing our banks with silver and gold regarding our currency, because who knows how long our world reserve currency status is going to last. Now, this next thing that I'm going to say, folks, we've all been reading about this, on how the economy is going to take a big hit and probably go down. Well, look at all the bailouts to the too big to fails, the too big to jails. In 2008, the trillions of dollars that was printed, the top 1% got all that money. There's so little business investment right now. The world reserve currency is hanging by a string. The volatility, the velocity of money is almost non-existent. The corrupt monetary policies from the central banks, the Fed, all the big banks, are doubling national debt, pensions, folks, pensions. Government pensions and the top 130 corporations are in the red by trillions of dollars. We have a derivative scam of what could be as high as 1.5 quadrillion, which is 26 times the global GDP. We need a plan B for the little people, and I hope Trump and his people are going to discuss this, because this is not all Trump. This is the people talking, okay? This, and he's going to get some good people around him who obey the Constitution and care about the American people, okay? Now, my idea in Chapter 15 of the book talks about self-sufficiency, preparedness schools, and trade schools. We need to create that balance of nature and common sense with technology, okay? We need to relearn some of those lost 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology.
Rich Evans with us. We'll be right back after these few short bottom of the hour commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Fennell.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Rich Sheban's with us. And many of your instructors think about what's happening around the world, what's happening in the country, what we like, what we don't like. We comment about it, and we offer opinions, suggestions, and solutions. And that's what Rich Sheban's doing right now. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince, and thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. I really appreciate this. And I'm going to continue, folks, because of time. The next idea and solution is I think we need to start to reverse the centralization of America. 90% of people are in urban suburban America, only 10% are rural. And the skill sets are almost non-existent from the old 19th century skill sets. And if we ever have an economic collapse, which I talked about briefly, or an EMP or a financial collapse or anything, I just don't think the American people are prepared for survival. Next, this is totally an outside-the-box idea, but we need to eliminate property taxes for the poor and the middle class for 10 years until government spending is under control, and that'll reduce rent for the poor and middle class, increase real estate values, help out retirements, and benefit the middle class dramatically, and, of course, our GDP would benefit directly with that. I'd like to start a middle-class party of the people and represent, as Hillary says, the deplorable, the irredeemables, and the not average Joe, non-hyphenated Americans, as I call myself. Now, the next one's going to be very controversial, Vince, but I'm going to say it anyway because I read about this all the time coming from the elitists, whether it be directly or indirectly. And that's one of the reasons why global warming is such a hoax. They talk about overpopulation so much and how our planet has 8 billion people and they want to bring it down to 500 million. Why don't the people get together and trade voluntary population control for things like GMO foods, cancer vaccines, better nutrition, no wars, no fluoride and 200 other chemicals in the water, so on and so forth. You know, if we had a voluntary population control, and one idea off the top of my head, and I discussed this in the book under the guise of a Hollywood movie star, and that is to have voluntary vasectomies and tube tying. I don't know if that's going to create enough voluntary population control for the powers that be. I don't even think we necessarily need it if we do things the right way. We're definitely going off course because the powers that be have, again, distracted them down and divided us by groups. I think this would be a natural thing if food sources were being reduced. But that's just another discussion I think the people should have. Next, we need to eliminate the mainstream media. Debates and information to public needs to go on truth-based, objective facts-based mediums like USA Prepares, Breitbart, InfoWars, Drudge, etc. We can't be listening to this propaganda, subjective emotional opinion, Hegelian dialectic, some professional wordsmithing. If truth is not discussed, folks, what's the sense of going to college, going to work, bettering yourself, reading, having communication, listening to this radio show? If everything is based on swaying public opinion and blowing smoke up other people's keister, what's the sense in really paying attention? We're going to all turn into zombies. Next, jobs. Keeping a job and getting a job needs to be based on criteria like hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, and not what group you're in. There's a law of diminishing returns for everything, folks, and affirmative action is just one example. Now, affirmative action is used as a tool to divide and degrade Americans, and the making people in certain groups demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations, which reduces respect, reduces trust, and all the things I talked about, how it insults work ethic, intelligence, and eliminates productivity and ingenuity and innovation, is absolutely true. And I'm just going to end this by, when I talk about the same rules, laws, and accountability for everyone, I mean regarding skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion, anything, not just the false left-right paradigm, which is the aristocracy versus the serfs, which I've talked about many times. Folks, how long do you expect to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave if we do not come together and unify and have synergy? We've had millions of American combat soldiers over the years give their life for this country. Okay? Donald Trump has put himself and his family's safety on the line. This man has billions of dollars. He could have the best life for his great-grandkids forever. And look what he's done for us, okay? This is a blessing. This happens probably not even once in a lifetime. And we need to help him because he made it very clear in the beginning of his acceptance speech that it's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Vince, I want to thank you so much for letting me have this stump, this microphone, and rant. And I just think that as Americans, we need to step up and do what's right for Donald Trump and the American people who voted him in.
Rich Sheeman, you know, for the last 3 days, I've noticed that the sun is shining. I noticed that there's this lessening of the weight that we're carrying around, this concern about the implosion of our country, World War III, and those kinds of things. And it's really kind of nice. It really is. It's refreshing. And I haven't felt this way since a candidate has been selected. I have not felt this way in my entire life. And it's a really nice feeling. But we can't let our guard down. We can't put down our efforts to keep watching and maintain the alternative media presence about what we think. And that's what this broadcast is about, reminding everybody that we are all in this together, and it is incumbent upon us to help the president-elect reverse as much of the damage that's been done by the ilk of her and Barry and, you know, the golfer, the vacationer, and all those criminals. We need to reverse all that they have done, and he just may be the person, the only person, that has the wherewithal, the presence, the name recognition, and the clout to do it. So I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. And I have a couple comments about some of the things that you mentioned. You mentioned affirmative action reducing respect. Well, it also reduces team loyalty. And you're absolutely right on point with your thoughts about affirmative action. And I remember being an employee and going to human research. I used to call themselves human resources. I called them human research. And I said, you know, you guys keep talking about affirmative action. What is it? What is it? And they had the toughest time, including the assistant vice president, who at the time was this black gal, and she had the toughest time explaining to me what affirmative action is. And what it means to me is when you see an example of affirmative action, regardless of whether it's male, female, black, white, or other, if you're an employee and you see this, you know, things that come to mind is, how did that guy get this job? Who does he know? How'd this happen? And you wonder, you know, you see someone with fewer qualifications, fewer abilities, less knowledge coming into the team, and you at the same level as others, and you wonder, how did this happen? And you're absolutely right. It reduces team loyalty. You go, well, I guess if they're bringing in a lightweight, and we all are heavyweights, and we're all working really hard, we don't have to work so hard anymore. Because obviously the standard has been lowered because we brought this new guy in.
Absolutely. What it does, Vince, is it depreciates value and appreciation for even having a job.
Mm-hmm. And
over the bars of standards and expectations, you can't expect good things to happen long term.
And another thing that you mentioned was one-line bills. And I attended a meeting in Springfield, Missouri, a couple of years ago, and they had a Missouri state representative there, and they had another guy. And this other guy was in charge of reviewing all bills presented for vote for constitutionality in Missouri. And, of course, you know, one of the things that you're told when you're seeking a job and you're going to a job interview, you never, ever, 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 ever ask, how much does this job pay? So I'm in this meeting, and so my hand goes up, and I'm one of the first people to ask a question. And I said to this guy who's reviewing bills for constitutionality in Missouri, my first question, how much do you make? This guy looked at me like, whoa. And I said, well, how much do you make? How much are we paying you for whatever you do? He said, $65,000. I said, how many employees do you have reporting to you? He said, 35 people. I said, wow, 35 people. And how much do they make on average? $35,000 each. So we have 35 people making an average of $35,000 each. The boss makes $65,000. I said, I've got a solution. What we should have is one-line bills. And he laughed at me. He said it would never happen. And how, here's what I said. I said, here's what we should do. We should fire your entire staff, everyone. We'll let you keep your job. Everyone else gets fired. And we're going to save 35 times $35,000 by doing that. And he said, I'll never be able to review the legislation. I said, well, what we do then is we have one-line bills. And you only have to read one sentence. And it's really easy to figure out whether it's constitutional or not. And he laughed at me. He said, it'll never happen. And I said, well, let me give you an example. Here's an example of a bill. All government employees and representatives shall not be immune from prosecution. That's one. Here's another one. We the people shall have access to all weapons that the government has. Here's another one. All representatives shall read and understand every word of legislation that they vote on or will be incarcerated for not less than 10 years in prison. The whole room got silent. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Rich Stevens with us. Offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. And if you'd like to get his book, you can go to Amazon. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich Sheban. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheban.
Good morning, Rich and Vince.
Morning, Kyle. Wow.
Okay, I've got a couple of ideas, too, there that, you know, I don't think we're going to get rid of the mainstream media, but I do think that anything, that another law that could be put in there is that anything that is not reported correctly would come with like a $150,000 fine. That would hold them to the truth. But the other things that I thought about real quick is that no foreign country can own any property or business in the United States, and no foreign country can own, can make any donations whatsoever to any political candidate. I would like to see that. And then the very first thing I'd love to see Mr. Trump do on his first day in office is nationalize the Federal Reserve instantly. But anyway,
yeah,
that's
I agree, Kyle. I agree. This is what Americans, patriotic Americans, should be doing. Okay, we're not anti-government. We're anti-unlawful overreaching, too big, corrupt, foreign-owned, foreign-induced, incorporated. You know, we shouldn't be run by the central bankers. We're a constitutional republic, and this is what people need to do. We've been drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness for so many years that people have turned into zombies. I mean, 50% of the population, Vince, can't even come up with $1,000. We need a different plan of action.
Yep. Gentlemen, I was at Sam's Club.
Go ahead.
I was at Sam's Club yesterday. Very quickly, I was at Sam's Club yesterday, and I saw a guy really dressed to the nines. Very, very expensive suit. First thing that came to my mind is, who is he stealing from? Is he a politician? Is he a lawyer? Is he a banker? Isn't that horrible that that's the first thing that came to my mind? Who has he been stealing from? Because he was really dressed nicely? Because the rest of us are struggling?
Well, yeah.
Literally.
I mean, you think
that's what came to my mind.
Sure. Well, Rich has, you know, touched on this many times that, you know, we have two classes of people in this country, it seems. You know, it's always the haves and the have-nots. You know, the other thing, you know, the way I boil affirmative action, Vince, is it is prejudice against the white male. That's what it boils down to, in my opinion. And it just, I've seen it over and over and over and over. We had a black guy one time working as an electrician, and it was required on this job to wear a shirt. He was the one of three black guys on. He would wear suspenders because he was well muscled and stuff like that. And the boss would do nothing. The union would do nothing. It was, and they give him the simplest jobs because he was worthless. He would have been fired if it would have been a non-union job. That's just reality. I mean, there were some black guys on the job that did really well, and I'm good friends with them. But I'll never forget this guy because he just flaunted it. He was one of the first guys laid off, but it was pathetic.
Are you saying that he just refused to follow safety instructions? Because when I taught computer science, I absolutely required that none of my students have jewelry that could help them get electrocuted. They couldn't wear chains, and you know they had to dress appropriately for the job.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he was beyond being fired. There was no way they were going to do it, and he flaunted it continuously.
All right, let me ask you this. Did that help reduce morale?
Oh, everybody was upset, mad at this guy.
Okay, did it help reduce teamwork, team productivity?
Well, sure it did, of course.
Okay, there you go. Rich Sheban, any final comments?
The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil, and that also means the same consequences. People speak up, grab a microphone, pass it on as a baton. America needs all of us.
Yeah. If you're in a waiting room, don't just sit there quietly. Go talk to the people next to you. Help educate them. That's what I do. Kyle, thank you so much for calling in and being with us. Rich Sheban, thank you for being with us. OffGridMontana.com. Rich, I'm going to see you next weekend right here on the radio. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.